And now, live from the heart of Sherwood Forest, robbing the rich and keeping the dough, it's Punky.
This is Punky. This is Punky.
Goober, Goober.
Hello.
Well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
Rocked 'em. You're listening to Mullet Monster Mafia underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Rocked'em, and as you just discovered, it's Finnish heavy punk tone.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah, and that is a track called Mission Abort. You can find out more about Rocked'em by going to their Facebook page, which is...
Facebook.com/Rocked'emFinland?
Facebook.com/Rocked'em.
Huh.
R-O-C-T-U-M, I think. If not, try R-O-C-K-T-U-M, but I think it's R-O-C-T-U-M. It's like rectum, Tony.
Yes.
But with rock.
Yes.
And last week we had penis, and this week we've got rocktum.
Nice.
Wouldn't it be great to get them on the same bill?
It really would.
They'd be a fantastic supergroup. I'm loving Finland, aren't I? We keep getting these bands from obscure places in remote parts of Finland, and they're all brilliant. Rocked'em being one of them. It is Paulie the Internet 1, Tony 0. I don't think you're going to win this week, mate.
Oh, right, okay.
I think there's going to be points when you think you might, and then it'll all go wrong.
Right.
Although saying that, I've had a look down it and I might have changed my mind. I don't know. Look, I've got some additional material for you. Okay. If we get more Rocktum stuff, we might play more Rocktum stuff.
Right, okay.
I can't say fair on that, can
you
I?
Can't.
I feel like I'm a long way from the mic, but I'm not. I'm recording in a different room.
Yeah.
It's throwing me a bit. I don't know whether acoustically I'll be different.
You seem fine here. Maybe you should just move yourself, just for your own sake of comfort and peace of mind, move yourself a bit closer to your mic.
Yeah, well, I can, but it means because of the furniture I'm on, it means I'm leaning forward in an unnatural position and I'm on my tiptoes.
All right.
But anyway, less of that. I've got a joke and a poem for you this week, Tony.
Okay.
Very exciting, isn't it?
Mm, it is.
I say I have. Right, what should I get? Here goes. Right, so first up, the joke. We'll have the joke first, all right, Tony?
Okay.
If you have a joke for me, please do email paulieb@punkyradio.com, titling your email Comedy Suburbs. That's what Fred did.
Oh.
We've been to Finland, now we're going to Sweden. Hello, Fred, me old mucker. And Fred says, hey, Paul, I've got a joke for you. So a young woman goes to church to confess her sins to the priest. Forgive me, Father, for I have sinned. He says, tell all of your sins, my daughter. Oh, Father, last night my boyfriend made hot, passionate love to me 7 times, she says. The priest thinks about this long and hard and says, take 7 lemons and squeeze the juice into a tall glass and drink it. She says, will this cleanse my soul of my sins? He says, no, but it'll wipe that smile off your face. and then he adds, I can try to remember sending another next week, but I won't make any promises. Cheers, Fred. That's all right, Fred. Thank you very much. But anyway, I love getting jokes from you, and I also love getting poems. And Bren James has done this in not one but 2 emails.
Right.
So, hello, Bren. So, this is the poem, right? If you have a poem for me, email paulieb@punkyradio.com, title your email Poetry Corner. This from Bren. The God of 5/8 came coolant on my chest, but I was the one left trembling. If that's not poetry, it felt like it. Best I can do. Cheers. And then Bren follows up by saying, sorry, I forgot to sign my last email. Should I try and expand my poem? Thing is, I didn't look at the second email till today. So sorry I left a bit late, Bren. If you've got more, by all means, bring it along. What a wonderful piece of poetry there, Tony.
That's beautiful.
It was.
That's like pop art.
It was deep.
Isn't it?
But I like to say, I like to poo-poo proper art, as you know.
Mm-hmm.
So let's get some northern punk rock from the Yorkshire Rats, shall we?
Okay.
I do love getting your jokes and poems, by the way. Sorry if I wasn't absolutely sure, but that was quite intense. It's quite an intense moment, that poem, Tony.
It's all right. It's all right.
I should maybe have read the poem first and done the joke second. It's too late now.
Yeah, well.
Yorkshire Rats, Tony. Don't think we've played them before. I'm going to ask you straight up. What is Yorkshire Rats' Bandcamp page?
YorkshireRats.bandcamp.com.
It is indeed. It's Tony One, Paulie Being Internet One. Now, this track, Tony, when I first heard this, I can't. You know, I'm sorry about this. I'm sorry to everyone. I was guilty of only half listening.
Right.
And she never half listens on it. She'd listen to it. And I was only half listening. I had the kettle on. I was running about. I've got it on in the background. And I didn't listen properly, Tony. And I thought, you know what? Yeah, it's all right. We might get it on the show sometime. And then I thought, no, Paul, listen to it properly. So I listened to it properly. I'm starting to listen to it. Brilliant. And it really sounds quite old-fashioned. Old-fashioned punk rock this time.
Okay.
With a new slant.
Right. Okay.
Yeah, thanks for answering me so quickly there. I'm just going to crack on, Tony.
It was a dramatic pause.
It was a dramatic
pause. I like to do it every so often.
It was yeah, but what it does, Tony, it throws me.
It's true.
I think you've switched up.
I like to keep you on your tippy toes.
You do. Yeah. Well, this, you and my furniture between them. I'm making sure I'm on it for the whole show.
Yeah.
This is Yorkshire Rats. This is brilliant. This is Alone Together.
Well, make you sick in the end. I'm running the thing with a bottle I drink. Only so much.
You're listening to the Dustophonics underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the bass this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Yorkshire Rat and Alone Together, classic punk rock from God's country. What I've done there, Tony, is I've given it a decent outro because I made such an abomination of the introduction to it.
Right, okay.
So if they wanted to clip that out of the show, they'd have a good bit at the ending if they didn't get a good bit at the start. I care.
You do?
I care, Tony. Mate, have you got any Facebook comments for us?
I do.
In that case, it's time for...
Facebook, tra-la-la-la-la. Facebook, tra-la-la-la-la.
I'll never tire of that.
Nope.
Frankie Boyle.
Frankie Boyle.
Off you go.
Thanks for your Facebook comments. If you are on Facebook, please do pop along and leave a comment. Go to facebook.com/punkyradio. Like the page. Do leave us a comment. Do get in touch. Or just search Punky Radio on the site. So we've had one this week. And Fred's been in touch.
Hello, Fred.
I got a feeling Fred might be featuring quite heavily in the show.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Well, that's never a bad thing.
It isn't. He says, Weetabix. So in response to last week's show, we did talk about Weetabix. We did suspect that Weetabix would have been vegan-friendly, apart from the opposite addition of monkey fat.
Yeah.
But he does say Weetabix are vegan-friendly. And twat nominee is coming. I'm just lazy and forgetful. Tony.
Right.
Tony, I have to ask, what's the deal with you and tiling? By the way, been a while, but...
Twilight and thieves, they live on the side of a dirty mountain.
It has been a long
while. That is a while.
And it is a dirty mountain.
It is. Tony, I've been on it.
You have?
I've been on the side of the dirty mountain that Twilight and Thieves used to live on. You're going to have to go back a long way to understand that, and we don't have time to explain it now.
You really don't.
We really don't.
But thanks for writing us, Fred.
Yeah, cheers. It's always appreciated. I love to hear from Fred.
It really is. Oh, and my tiling. The tiling is about one of the only things I can do. That's why I... it takes me a long time, tiling. But I'm a bit of a perfectionist. I'll post some pictures, Fred. You'll see. It's beautiful work. But thanks for your comment.
It's done, is it? The tiling's finished now?
Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
No.
Just wow.
I know. I did start it in October and it is now May.
Well, you know, good things come to those who wait.
Yeah.
You know, like the people waiting to step onto your front porch.
They'll enjoy stepping on it.
That's well, I've been queuing up for 9 months, Tony. Now, I just want to mention something here. Oh, is that it for Facebook?
That's it for Facebook, yeah.
So that concludes...
Facebook, tra-la-la-la-la. Facebook, tra-la-la-la-la.
I'll never tire of that, Tony.
No.
Frankie Boyle.
Frankie Boyle.
I tell you, I have just noticed that on this newfound little laptop thing that I've got, when I open up a Microsoft Word document, which is what... the running order is for this show that I have there. Mm. It says at the top, Punky Show 1, and then it just says Word. Right? And it's just like the computer's giving the approval to Punky, right? It just is Word.
Very street.
It is. It's just like Booyakasha or whatever young people are saying now. Cowabunga. Cowabunga?
Don't think so.
I don't know. I'm going to play 2 songs in a row, Tone.
All right.
Stay tuned for Bob Wayne. We played a brilliant song by Bob Wayne the other week. We've got another fantastic one coming up from his latest album, which is absolutely ace. First up, though, we're going to play the Negative Nancys, Tony. Played them a few times on the show before. They featured on this new Squid Hat Records compilation, 1977 tracks redone by Vegas bands. And we played a couple of songs last week. We're going to play another one this week because some of them are really different from the originals and some of them are quite faithful to them. This one is quite faithful to the original, but with modern instruments and girls' voices rather than those old Buzzcocks and that. Right?
Okay.
What I want to know is, Tony, what is the Negative Nancys Facebook page?
Facebook.com/Negative Nancys.
Facebook.com/TheNegativeNancysLV. LV being Las Vegas, isn't it? Because Las Vegas is great for punk rock, Tony. Anyway, as I say, stay tuned for Bob Wayne, Paulie Vincent 2, Tony 1, this is Boredom.
Drawfrost.
Sober now, I'm drunk. And guess what, Texas? I don't give a fuck. I got a blonde and a brunette giving me the eye. I'm about to get my third DUI. 12 years down the drain, now I'm fucked. And the answer to the question remains the same. And that answer has always been cocaine. I'm getting 10 to the gallon, heading westbound. Trailer shooting sparks cause it hits the ground. Gotta hit the border before the sun comes up. And I still love all those songs about Texas. Even though Texas ruined me, it is a state you do not want to mess with. It fucked me up worse than Tennessee. And I don't think that I'll ever sober up. And I still don't give a fuck. I took 12 steps forward, 13 steps back. If you don't like it, then quack, quack, quack. Kiss my ass, God bless the USA. Don't like it, then quack, quack, quack. Kiss my ass, God bless USA. Kiss my ass, God bless USA.
You're listening to Rich Morton Sound Underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Bob Wayne. And kiss my ass, God bless the USA.
Beautiful.
That is basically, I'm calling it country and swearing.
Right, okay.
Rather than country and western. Absolutely brilliant. I'm loving Bob Wayne. That's off his latest album. We played a track called Hell Yeah the other week. A lot of the tracks on it aren't like that, but a lot are.
Right.
It is a great album, but I don't think we'll be able to play. I don't think there's anything else on it that's suitable for punky.
Oh, okay.
There might be one other track, actually. We'll see. You never know, do you, on this show?
No, we don't.
You just don't know. What is Bob Wayne's Facebook page?
Facebook.com/ Bob Wayne Official.
It is.
Is it?
Oh, Tony. That's put the cat among the pigeons. It's Tony 2, Paulie B and the Internet 2. That I wasn't expecting you to get that right. And by the way, when you type in Bob Wayne to Google or your search engine of choice, but basically Google, you do get a website for him, bobwayne.org, but I'm not sure that it's working properly. And there appeared to be this pop-up thing came up saying you're not private, look out, this thing's trying to get you. So I don't know what's happening there. So probably better off.
Sounds like the SSL certificate might have expired.
Well, and Tony, the SSL, I have just not heard you talk about SSL certificates for quite a while.
That's been a while.
Right, okay, so it is probably all right. In other words,
it's probably all right, but because you have to renew them every couple of years. If you don't do it, then you'll get like warnings, and your browser will still give you some kind of warning when you go into
Right.
You can get accepted, but just anyway, go to Facebook.
It's probably safer to go to the Facebook page. That's the point.
Yeah.
Right. Anyway, 2-2. So I was expecting 3-1.
Okay.
I was expecting 3-1. This has changed things around completely. Now then, mate, did you do anything last week?
We had the gardener in.
Right.
That pretty much took over the week. It's quite amazing how having somebody in doing something that so you didn't have to do it really distracts you and means you don't really do much else.
I always feel very uncomfortable when there's people hanging around my backyard.
Exactly. Yeah. So not too much. The garden's coming on,
right,
but good. I've done nothing really apart from I've made loads of teas and coffees. I've pointed a lot.
Right.
I've tuttered a bit. I've gone, that's wrong. Why is that like that? Why is that not square when we said it should be square? But apart from that, not much. What have you been up to?
I had a hell of a Thursday.
Oh.
So I noticed on that there Facebook, on my newsfeed, a post from one Estelle, who is the former better half of Dark Lord of Nightbreed.
Okay.
Right. saying that there was a church hall in Hucknall that was going to be showing Eddie the Eagle, the film, for free.
Oh, yeah.
Did anyone want to go with her? Right, and loads of people had written underneath the post, "Oh, sorry, I'd love to go, but can't make it. And I thought, I'm not doing anything. So I thought, I haven't seen her for a decade. So I just put underneath, "I'll go if you like." And she went, "Will you?" I went, "Yeah." So I went to see the movie Eddie the Eagle at 1 p.m. in a church hall in Hucknall with a woman I haven't seen for 10 years.
Wow.
What a brilliant day. What a great film.
Good film.
Really yeah. good take. Oh, I loved it. I loved it. And you know what? I'm not too proud to say there were several moments in that film when I was welling up.
It's a good film. It reminded me a bit of Cool Runnings.
Well, you know, interesting you say that, because there is a reference to the Jamaican bobsleigh team in the film Eddie the Eagle as a knowing nod to Cool Runnings.
Mm.
But I actually thought that this for Eddie Eagle was a lot better.
Yeah,
it's I really liked it.
Yeah,
I thought it was great.
Really enjoyed it. Have you seen Kingsman as well?
No, I haven't.
Okay, same guy saying this. The guy who plays Eddie, plays in Kingsman. It's really good.
Oh, right, okay. I thought he was an absolutely brilliant Eddie the Eagle Edwards. It was a little bit disconcerting for me, Tony, because my nickname at school was Eddie. I was called Eddie Edwards.
Ah.
So when he was about, or when we first heard about him in 1988 at the Calgary Winter Olympics, I was really wound up. Going, oh no. People just can take the mickey out of me. Eddie Edwards, Eddie the Eagle. I'm going to get called Eddie the Eagle. But I didn't really.
Okay.
Yeah, it was all right then. Yeah, yeah. Great film. So anyway, after that, I had my first ever pint in Hucknall.
Right. How'd that go?
I'm not rushing back, Tony.
No.
The church hall was great. I didn't have a pint in the church hall. The church hall was funny. So I, they have a good old-fashioned intermission there. And how the intermission works is some old geezer just switches the lights on and presses pause. Right, there's no warning, right? And then they open up this hatch and there's two old birds serving tea and coffee in that, right? So I said to Estelle, "Would you like a coffee?" And she went, "Yeah, please." So I said, "Oh, one tea, one coffee, please." And this old bird, I'm calling her an old Doris, I'm being a bit disrespectful here. I was the youngest person in there, Tony.
Right, okay.
Right, at the matinee performance.
Yeah.
In the church hall in Hucknall, right? I said, "One tea, one coffee, please." She said, "That'll be £1. And I went, "Oh, look, I ain't got any change. Is it all right? Can I just give you a fiver?" Because I felt a bit guilty that the film was free and there weren't that many people there and it obviously cost them to get the films and all that. And she went, "No, it's £1. I went, no. I mean, rather than you worry about giving me any change, can I just leave you £5? For, I don't know what it's for films or the church roof or whatever it is, for the vicar's holiday, whatever you like."
Mm.
And she went, "No, it's one's 50p, tea is 50p, and coffee is 50p, and that's £1. I went, "I know that." And then this other old bird walks over and said, "What seems to be the problem here?" I said, "Well, look, I've got a cup of tea and a cup of coffee." She went, "That's 50p and 50p, that's £1. I went, "Yeah, it's £1, but I would like to give you £5 towards the film or whatever." And she went, "We can't do that, we have to give you the right change." I said, "Right, well, have you got a charity box that I can leave the other money in?" She went, "There," and pointed at the same box.
Right. Nice.
And I was like, okay. So I gave them a fiver. They gave me £4 change, and then I put it back in the same box.
Beautiful.
Next time round, I'm going to take a fistful of money out of the box, say, "Ha ha, fuck you, losers," and just leg it to Sutton in Ashfield or something.
Wow.
That was on my tail. So anyway, after that, right, we had the pint, and then I came back home to Nottingham and I did a bit of work now. And then I thought about half 10, I thought I'll go into Pelham. Well, the Pelham at half 10, it's only 12. And I had a pint of John Smith's, and then I got talking to a friend of mine there called Mandy, who drinks rosé wine by the bottle. And I thought, you know what, I haven't had any rosé wine in a while. I said, "Is it all right if I buy a bottle of rosé, should we share it?" She went, "Yeah, all right." Course to 12, Tony, approximately just under an hour later, I'd done 3 bottles of rosé wine. I was absolutely smashed.
Ooh.
And I went, "I'm going." And walked out of the pub and walked down the hill and got in the house. I thought, that's it, fine. Except that the next time I was in the Pelham, I went in there for a quick pint on Saturday night. Long story, can't go into it now.
Mm.
Dawn, who had been working behind the bar in there on the Thursday, was in there, and she burst out laughing when I walked in and said, "We were so worried about you that we actually came out of the pub and watched you walk down the hill to your house to check you're all right." Out drunk by two women, only in Nottingham, Tony.
Wow.
They've been there all night. I was in inside 90 minutes, I was hopeless.
It's rosé, man. That shit'll fuck you up.
Oh, but it's you and your language. Well, it's like pop, isn't it?
Yeah.
The problem is, it's like pop. It's not like booze. You just go, "Oh, that's nice," and then it's gone.
Yeah.
My record for a bottle is 7 minutes in a hotel room in Southampton. That's definitely another story.
Right, okay. Right, nice.
But yeah, I am capable of drinking rosé wine very quickly. I'm not capable of coping with it, but I am capable of drinking it. Anyway, shall we play something from the vaults?
Let's do that.
That's a good idea, isn't it? So this goes out to Ash in the Duke's Arms, Tony.
Hello, Duke's Arms.
Hello indeed, Duke's Arms. Ash is a big fan of Spirit of Destiny and Theatre of Hate, and their forerunner, a band called The Pack, Tony, which featured Kirk Brandon on lead vocals. And this track we're going to play is yet another track, Tone, from the Action Time Vision compilation that came out on Cherry Red Records last year, which I think is available now. Has 111 songs on it and one glaring inaccuracy.
It's a massive mistake.
It's huge.
Just the one song.
I mean, they should have withdrawn the CD, really.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful full CD box set. It's brilliant. Anyway, this track's on it. So this band are The Pack, Tony.
Okay.
Now, they were only going for pretty much 1978, I think, and they brought out two singers and an EP, and then they wrapped up, and then Kirk Brandon manifests himself again in the band Theatre of Hate. There you go. Brief history there. Point is, Tony, The Pack obviously don't have a website, but Kirk Brandon does. What is it?
Kirkbrandon.co.uk?
It's kirkbrandon.com. Thank the Lord. I thought this was the one where you were going to make things interesting, but you've actually, the pendulum has swung back in my favour, Tony.
Kirk Brandon
is kirkbrandon.com. That's making me feel like King of Kings.
Coming quickly, and my reward is with me, to render to every man according to what he has done. First and the last, the beginning and the end.
You're listening to Destroy the Evidence underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was The Pack and King of Kings, and I do recommend you get the Action Time Vision box set. And also, there's a rather cool, I know it's about the gig guide, but this isn't part of it, and this isn't one of my gigs with the song about it. I haven't got all the information to hand. But in Crewe, on May the, I think it's May the 5th and 6th, there's a sort of Spear of Destiny, Kirk Band and Theatre of Hate weekend, with Theatre of Hate playing one night, Spear of Destiny playing the next night, and they're supported by Spiz Energy and Spizology. So it just looks brilliant, and it's in Crewe, but I don't have the other information at hand, but all the information is on Kirk Brandon's website, kirkbrandon.com, and it promises to be an epic weekend. They're then playing in London on Sunday.
Okay, excellent.
Anyway, have you got any gigs for us?
I do.
Means it must be time for
Tony's International Gig Guide.
I liberate.
Thanks for your gigs. If you have a gig for me, don't forget to email me, tony@punkyradio.com. I want to know who's playing, where they're playing, how much is it to watch them play, who they're playing with. Do let me know. If she does that in the UK, as mentioned, it is international. But sticking locally, the Doghouse, again, it's close to us. It's in Carlton. So if you're in Nottingham area and you're not familiar with it, or even if you are familiar with it, only reacquaint yourself, this Saturday,
Tony,
May 6th.
If yes. I can just stop you there.
Okay.
You're going to have to stop mentioning gigs at the Doghouse in Carlton.
Just in case, I know. It's getting a bit risky.
It'll shut down, Tony.
It's getting a bit risky, I know.
It'll shut down. All right, off you go.
So this Saturday, May the 6th, Grooving in Green Night, Red Sun Revival, Death Party UK are playing.
Oh, brilliant.
Yeah.
This Saturday,
7 p.m, 8 p.m, £8 on the door.
Oh, I might be off.
There you go.
I might be free.
Yeah. Grooving in Green might actually be a band. So it might be Grooving in Green, Red Sun Revival, and Death Party UK.
It could well be.
That would make much more sense.
Loving the Death Party UK.
Yeah. Don't see them gigging much around here. That might be their first gig at the Doghouse, I'm not sure. But anyway, but we're checking out if you are in the area, or you just all get yourself in the area.
Well, sounds brilliant, John.
Does, doesn't it? Yeah. That's all I have there.
So that concludes
Tony's International Gig Guide.
Liberate. Right then, two songs in a row, Tony.
Okay.
Listen out for a band called Tex Pistols. I'll tell you all about them after you've heard them. With something that is, some of our older listeners will know the tune. It's another cover version, Tony. It's amazing this week. Okay. Playing two, blimey. First up, Nelson Can, Tony.
Right.
Who are a Danish all-girl trio that we've played on the show before. They've got, I don't know if this is a new single or just a new track they're bringing out, forthcoming from the album. But you can find out more about them at their website, which is
NelsonCan.dk?
NelsonCan.com, Tony.
Oh, overthought it.
Is that... Yeah, you've overthunk it.
Overthunk it.
Paul of Internet 4, Tony 2, this is Move Forward.
ironic.
Baby, why'd you talk so fast? Another evening just flew past tonight. And now the daybreak's coming in, and I can't win it, it ain't right. You tell me all you've done and seen, and all the places you have been without me. Well, I don't really want to know, so I'll stay quiet. So popular, you were the best thing new in Hicksville. With your mohair suits and your foreign shoes, the news is you change your pickup for Seville. And now I'm lying here alone, you're out there on the phone with some star in New York.
Listening to Robbie Allen Band underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the Bez this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was, now I'm calling them Text Pistols, but they might also be the Text Pistols or the Text Pistols Band for the confusion. This is the clue in the website. And a song that's down is being called Chip Shop, but you'll know it better as There's a Guy Works Down the Chip Shops, Where's His Elvis, right? Which is a real surprise because Text Pistols or the Text Pistols Band are from Minneapolis. They are legends on the music scene there. And they've given a quintessentially British pop song, the kind of Texas honky-tonk drama. And I was quite surprised, Dan. I say okay. Drama, you know what I mean.
Nice.
The treatment. They're giving it the treatment. And, yeah, I love that. What I know is, Tony, and I'm sorry to have to do this to further confuse you, but what is the Text Pistols Band or Text Pistols or the Text Pistols website?
TextPistolsBand.com.
Good shout, Tony. Yes, it is. It's textpistolsband.com. Excellent. Paul of the Internet 4, Tony 3. Well done. You deserve that.
Thank you.
You deserve that. You've been unlucky this show so far. So, anyway, so that's that. That's all we've got from them, but they have got a lot of other stuff out, and I heartily recommend it. Are you doing anything this week?
More gardener shenanigans, I'm afraid. I think that's basically it. I've got, yeah, work and having the garden around. He's turned a 2-week job into a 3-week job, largely down to the weather. which I appreciate he can't control. He's not that good. But
that's true.
So that's it, really. I'm doing an alcohol practice. So hopefully, last alcohol practice was cancelled, but I think this time it's on. So
good.
Tuesday night, alcohol practice. Hopefully, the gig penciled in August the 5th.
2/3 of the original lineup.
Yes. Yes, with a proper drummer this time.
Yeah, so you are more authentic than The Who.
Yeah, there you go.
There you go. Stick that on your poster.
Yeah.
More authentic than The Who. Alcohol. I got my show in Hitchin this Friday, Tone. Very much looking forward to it. It features Steve Day, who came out to Oslo with me last month, the UK's best-known deaf comedian. He won't be listening to this.
Nice, okay.
And Ronnie Golden, who is a fabulous musical actor. He's been going around since the dinosaurs.
Right.
The real old man bill this week. It's going to be brilliant. Really, really. We have a combined stage experience, the three of us, of over 60 years.
Wow.
Yeah. So there's got to be a couple of good gags in there somewhere.
Got to be.
The show's at Woodside Hall in Hitchin. Starts at 8:30, doors open 7:30. It's £10 to get in. Find out more at the website lastminutecomedy.com, which is overseen by a certain Mr. Tony Hunt.
No way. Yeah.
It is, yeah. I am looking forward to that. I hope to see some of you down there. Right, so that's about it. Oh, that's effectively what I'm doing. So, I mean, I'm in London meetings on Thursday, but that's none of your business.
No,
that's right. And I'm also doing some script writing for a Norwegian business school.
Ooh.
But that's none of your business either.
No.
But I will tell you about it. If it comes to fruition, I will tell you about that in the future.
Okay.
But yeah, my main thing for this week is Hitchin on Friday, possibly the Doghouse in Carlton on Saturday now.
Excellent.
Now that I know about it, thanks to the brilliant International Gig Guide. Thank you.
Serves its purpose.
We're going to play a band. I don't think we played this band before. We might have played them once. They might have been on one of those TNS Manchester Punk Festival compilations. By all accounts, Manchester Punk Festival went very, very well.
Oh, of course.
And I'm very pleased, and I hope our support helped in some small way.
Yeah, hopefully we'll go well.
But anyway, a band that I'm now thinking we might have played, because they would have been on one of those compilations, I think, is called Grand Collapse. They've got a new album out, Tony, and we're going to play a track of it right now. They are Welsh hardcore punk.
Okay.
Three things to send shivers into any emo.
Yeah.
I was discussing emos with someone last week. You don't see them anymore, do you?
No,
most tribes survive in some way, but the emos, I think they might have died out.
Maybe there was some kind of meteorite we missed.
Well, no, I don't think so. I think because it's the black and white stripy t-shirts are the clue, Tone. I think emos are like pandas.
Right.
I think they hated themselves so much into extinction. That's what I think happened there. And I was reminded of my two emo jokes.
Okay.
Which you probably will remember because I did them for several years and then dropped for ages, but they're making a comeback into my set now. They are, how many emos it take to change a light bulb?
Don't know.
None. They'd rather sit in the dark wanking and crying.
Nice, yeah.
And and I get my hair cut in a hair salon, an emo hair salon called Scissory Misery.
Nice.
There's no stylist there. You cut yourself. Right. Yeah, I know. I was pleased with that. Right, there's it. There's two extra jokes behind you, bonus gags, Tony.
Wow.
Anyway, never mind that. This is Grand Collapse. What I want to know is, what is their Bandcamp page, Tony?
Grandcollapse.bandcamp.com.
Grand-collapse.bandcamp.com or grand-collapse.bandcamp.com. Sorry about that, I said it was a tricky one this week. Pull it in set 5, Tony 3. This is Though Bloodshot and Blurry.
Let's go.
You're listening to Desiro's Underneath Us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the radio this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Grand Collapse and Though Bloodshot and Blurry. Fantastic track. Just before I ask you the weekly question that I ask you, Tony, a brief and poignant shout out to my friend Claire, who lost her best friend this week very suddenly. And it's just so unjust when these things happen. I am reminded, and will now quote directly from a Depeche Mode song of the 1980s, when I say, I don't want to start any blasphemous rumours, but I think that God's got a sick sense of humour. Anyway, have you got a twat?
I do.
Get in!
Thanks for your twat nominations. If you do have a twat to nominate, do email me, tony@punkyradio.com. I want to know the twat's name, where they're from, and the reason. It is fairly simple. All twats received with thanks. We've not had one the past couple of weeks, but Fred has been threatening to send one, and he has sent it. So again, Fred is featured on the show.
Fred has saved the show this week.
It's pretty much a Fred special this week.
It's a Fred special, Tony. You can call it that. He'll be happy.
Excellent. Yeah. He says, hey, Tony. Better late than never, I guess. I nominate Donald Trump as constant twat of the week for the rest of the year because of all the shit he's done. The lies he's told, rumours and accusations he's spread. Incestuous tendencies. The string pulling to place idiots in high positions. The idiotic Twitter rants. Behaving like a child. And just in general, being a dickhead. All this in the span of about 100 days of presidency. Cheers, Fred.
Well, it's fair enough.
You can't argue with it, really.
I'm amazed we haven't had a Trump before.
I am amazed. Yes, I think it might be the first.
Yeah, I don't think we've had a Trump before now. And also, quite frankly, what clearly happens when any section of the media slags him off in any way at all, he just does an angry tweet about them. So if he does find out, it'll only add us listeners.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind a retweet. Yes, that'd be nice.
Especially, Tony, as many years ago, we were on pirate radio in North Korea.
We were.
I think I might change sides.
No, Tony, please.
Absolutely justified, mate. Go for it.
Okay, so for everything Fred mentioned, but his past 100 days presidency, the Donald Trump from, I guess at the moment, Washington DC.
We're saying Washington DC at the moment, Tony. I think it's safe to say he does reside in the White House
most of the time.
You can say New York if you want, but I'm sorry, I've interrupted you. Go from the top.
Okay, so for the past 100 days of his presidency, not his pregnancy. That would be something completely different.
I've interrupted you again. Sorry, Tony. Go for it again.
So for the past 100 days of his presidency, Donald Trump, for most of the time he's in Washington DC,
is a twat.
He's a bit as well. No.
I don't think anyone can really argue with that,
not
can
really,
they?
Not really, no.
Just one last thing before our last song, Tone. It strikes me, we're recording this show on the 1st of May.
We are.
Which means it is the anniversary of possibly the greatest punky radio we ever made, which was the Five Special. 555th.
On the 5th of the 5th.
It's 55 seconds long, was released at 5:55 a.m.
Yeah,
on the 5th of the 5th.
And 55 seconds.
And it goes into 5 crazy. But I've never spent so long putting a show together, and you've never spent so long editing one, I think it's
correct,
safe
correct.
To say. So yeah. I would ask you out there, if you are a new listener to the show and curious about old episodes, I've said episodes, Tony. I promise I'd never do that. Yeah. If you'd like to hear a previous show, can I recommend the one that was released on the 5th of the 5th, 2016? Which was our 555th show. Just all the planets came into alignment, didn't they?
Yes, it was a beautiful show. 55 minutes, 55 seconds, and it was either 5:55 a.m, 55 seconds.
Yeah, it was incredible. Just the amount of effort we went into something no one really gave a rat's ass about was amazing. Right, last song this week, Tony.
Okay.
King Salami and the Cumberland 3. I'll say a new album out. They've had an album out for a while now, called Going Back to Worstville. It's absolutely brilliant. We're slowly working through it. We played 3 or 4 songs off it. This will be the 4th or 5th, depending on whether we played 3 or 4 or 4 or 5 before, or 2 or 3 or whatever it is. I don't know. We've played a few.
We have.
What do I know is, Tony, what is King Salami and the Cumberland 3's Facebook page?
Facebook.com/King Salami and the Cumberland 3.
It is, and it's a numeric 3, and the rest of it is letters. Not lettuce, letters. Now, what does that make it? Is that 5-4? 5-4 to me. So well done, Tony. You're a bit unlucky this week. Anyway, this is brilliant. I don't know how anyone describes this music other than punk rock, garage, blues, R&B and soul all mixed up into one, making them one of the most danceable bands ever and one of the most entertaining live. This is Shiver. That's about the size of it for this week. That was King Slime and the Cumberland 3 and the quite fabulous Shiver. Hope you've enjoyed the show as much as we've enjoyed making it. Tony, maybe you could mention the internet stations that carry us.
Yeah, we're on Podunk, Podunk Radio, that's P-O-D-U-N-K radio.com, and we're on Radio Andra, which is Radio Andra, that's A-N-D-R-A.S-E.
Thank you very much to those for now. They have continued to carry the show for quite a considerable amount of time, Tony.
They have.
I hope to see some of you at my show in Hitchin on Friday, and you never know, I might see one or two of you at Death Party UK on Saturday if I am available to attend. Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
A poo.
But you can't.